Okay, now the Chayonim comes to Sibin Vav. He deals with the issue of being Safer Le Biyadayim. Now there's a big machlokes Rishonim, whether the Poskim, whether Safer Le Biyadayim is an issue of the Raisa or an issue of the Rabbanon. The Chayonim is going to bring that we have three places in the Torah. The Torah says explicitly that the adult is machlokes to be careful not to give over to the child such a thing. So that would be the issue of Safer Le Biyadayim. It says it three times. So we get involved in the concept in the halacha known as Shnei Ksuma Ban Kachon. Over here, Shlosh Ksuma Ban Kachon Eim Alamdin. And the Torah wrote it in three places. That actually tells me it's only these three places and not elsewhere. The Torah meant it to be elsewhere, just right one of the places, and I will extrapolate from one place to everywhere. The fact that it wrote three places tells me that it's unique to these three places. There's an exception to that concept. If each one of the cases needs to be said, they, for whatever reason, cannot be derived from each other. So then it's not called shapes of Boim Kechon. It's not two psukim which are coming for the same thing, because they're coming for different reasons. Each one has its own reason, because each one is not a derivative of the other. So now we go back to the general rule. We have Imam Tzinu. We can learn out from here to elsewhere. So the Torah wrote in three places that the Gedolim are mechuyev to take care of the Ketanim. And now do we look out from there to everywhere else in the Torah wrote that there's a chiyev of the Gadol not to actively feed the child the Isser or the Aveira, etc.? It's definitely an issue, it's usur to give to a child something which is usur midaraisa to use and to eat, or to tell a child to do something which is an avera. Is this a din deraisa or not? So Chayonim is going to go with the opinion that this is a deraisa. Means the Torah is going to write in three places, and we're going to extrapolate from these three places to everywhere else that there's a chiyuv on the gedolim not to actively cause a ketanim to do an aveira. If you don't let me to exceed b'shrotim, it says b'shrotim loy soichulum. Do not eat them. Recall Yisrael who Chazal said this is the Torah writes multiple times the psukim, but each one has a reason, so this is an extra pasuk. The Kibbutz Chazal, the Ratzal Emer Lo Yisachilum the Ketanim. So the type, this pasuk of Lo Yisachilum, should be read Lo Yisachilum. Do not feed them. Do not feed them. Who is the them? The them is the Ketanim. The adults may not feed Shrotzim to Ketanim. So even if you say that Yisrael Tzviya in general is the Rabbanon, that feeding Shrotzim to Ketanim is a deraisa. So if I have a food which I know is muksa that has terloim in it, and so I would be also to give that to a child to eat, and I bear witness to the rice if I do so, because I'm giving a child to eat shrotzim. So that's one place where the Torah writes this halacha that the adult is responsible for what he's done to the child. V'chein b'dam. The Torah says, instead of eating blood, k'siv kol nefesh mikem lo yisach al dam, because the Chazal derutz alomer lo yisach al ketanim. The Torah is writing, the Torah wrote multiple yisurim to eating blood. It's writing it again one more time and telling me that it's not only you are not allowed to eat blood, you cannot feed it to a child as well. K'chem etum eskanim k'siv embor embor excuse me embor l'kayanim b'nei ro'in b'amartor l'ayhem. So Chazal Darshan Emor Ve'amarta. It says, say and then say. What is that double lashon? Kibbutz Chazal. Emor L'gedolim Shir M'L'Ketanim. So this, the Torah is telling Achiyev that Moshe Rabbeinu was told to share this with the Gedolim, the Kahanim, which are adults. Now they have to make sure that the Ketanim don't do this. Okay. But how do you give him? He never give him mitzvahs. Elo lekuliyama osim in the Torah. So these three mitzvahs, if an adult will feed to the child, he's already said the raisa. Then there's no doubt. Elo the gedolei paskim sirlu the bekan onu lemeidim lechol Torah kula choli shavat Torah osher lachilam letzavosim shiavru. That the Gedolei Paskim suggests that the same way by these three, there's a din d'oraisa, we learn out from here to call her kula. There's an issa d'oraisa, feeding a child, and it's a d'var yisur, whether it means to actively feed it to the child or tell the child to eat it, either way would have the same halachic equivalent that you're feeding issa to a katan, which is asur. Have a good day.